Good morning, folks. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. And I'm glad you have joined us this morning for our devotions. In Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, we find nine qualities identified as the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit that the Spirit wants us to develop in our lives. So far, we have examined six of these virtues: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. How are you doing? How are you doing so far with these six? Now, of course, most of us are at home during this pandemic, but even at home with our family, even calling people on the phone and talking to them, we can display these virtues, and we should display these virtues. Today, we want to talk about faithfulness. What does it mean to be faithful? Well, it simply means we are loyal. It means we are dependable. It means we are trustworthy. It means we are reliable. To be faithful means that we can be counted on to keep our word, to keep our promises, to do what we say we will do. When we hear the word faithful, the scripture that tends to come to mind is Revelation 2:10. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. We read that and we wonder if we were faced with a situation where we would be imprisoned or tortured or put to death for our faith, would we be found faithful? But rather than wondering about something that is unlikely to happen to us in America, maybe we should think about if we are faithful here and now. Are we faithful in our everyday lives? Are we faithful to God when it comes to our time? Are we faithful in keeping His commandments and doing His will? Are we faithful in meeting around the Lord's table? Are we faithful in our stewardship? Are we faithful in our witness? Are we faithful in our speech? Do we keep our word? Are we truthful? Are we faithful in prayer? The parable of the talents is found in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. I'm not going to read the whole parable now, but when you get a chance, go ahead and read it. The parable is about a man who leaves for a while, and he entrusted his property to some of his servants. When he returned, he discovered that two of his servants had been faithful with what he had entrusted to them. And he said to both of them, "Well done, good and faithful servant. May you have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness." You see, they were faithful, responsible, dependable, reliable, trustworthy with what he had given them. And for their faithfulness, they were rewarded. But there is another servant who proved not to be faithful, not to be dependable, not to be trustworthy. This servant was not rewarded, but he was punished. Of course, the master in this parable represents Jesus. He has left this world and he has entrusted us with his work. One day he will return. When he does, will he find us faithful? Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. We know we can always trust in you and count on you. Help us, dear Father, to be faithful in all areas of our lives. Help us to set an example for others.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.